This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And Bjarni here once again. Hello.
Hi, góðan dag.
Talking of the news, there's been one story that's really dominated this week. And we go back to Monday for our story. This, of course, as I say, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. You can follow along with the text, which is about the fate of the airline Play, which stopped operating on Monday, which is when our story comes from. So we'll start under the image of the empty section of Keflavik Airport where people would otherwise be queuing. We'll go through this from the start and then line by line. Take it away, Bjarni.
Takk. Play var flugfélag. Play hætti að fljúa í dag. 400 starfsmenn mistu vinnuna. Þúsundir farþega geta ekki flogið með Play. Play felldi niður allar flugferðir. Margir farþegar voru á flugvellinum. Farþegarnir vissu ekki að Play myndi hætta. Sumir farþegar voru tilbúnir að fara borð í flugvellina. Þá kom frétt að Play myndi hætta. Play byrjaði árið 2019. Fólk sem vann hjá WOW stopnaði Play. WOW var annað flugfélag. WOW varð gjaldþrota árið 2019. Gjaldþrota þýðir að fyrirtæki á enga peninga. Play byrjaði ekki að fljúa strax. Play byrjaði að fljúa vorið 2021. Þá var kórónuveiran í heiminum. Play flaug til margra landa. Play tapaði peningum. Play og starfsfólk Play voru ósammála laun. Play vildi breyta því hvernig félagið starfaði. Það tókst ekki. Þess vegna hætti Play.
Okay, so let's go back to the start. Remember, the story is from Monday when the news broke of the demise of Play, and we'll go through this line by line.
Já, Play var flugfélag. Play was an airline.
Was.
Yes. Mm. We say exactly for that in Icelandic, we say flugfélag, so flight association.
Flight organization.
Yeah, flight organization. Exactly. Play hætti að fljúa í dag. Play stopped flying today. 400 starfsmenn mistu vinnuna. 400 employees lost their job. And here we use the neuter form because 100 is neuter, so it becomes 400. 400. Þúsundir farþega geta ekki flogið með Play. Thousands of passengers cannot fly with Play. And exactly for passenger, we have the word very clear one, farþegi, because far is the movement for from A to B.
Yes.
And þegi is the one that accepts or buys that lift, you could say, from A to B.
So it's the travel purchaser.
Travel buyer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And actually, we wanted to add one word, even though we don't have it here.
Yes.
Because this exactly is linked with all those passengers waiting different places and finding out how to get home or getting where they were going to.
Yeah. So this is a bonus word. You won't find it in the text, but it's a really interesting word.
Exactly. That's the word strandaglópur. Strandaglópur. That literally means the beach foo. Sadly, it's back from the day when we only had ships.
Mm.
And if you missed the ship, you stood alone on the beach like a fool, maybe, because you were too late or something. And of course, that's not the case here.
No.
But we use the same word for the poor people, the travelers, trying to find out how to get where they wanted to
go. The Strandglöpur. And yes. Strand in that is doing double duty because it means beach, as you say. But of yes. course, in English, it's cognate with stranded.
Exactly.
People who are stranded.
Yes.
And no one is suggesting that they're fools, as you say,
no.
in this case. But you might see that word used in some of this commentary. As I say, it's not in the text that we're talking about today. But if you do see it, I thought it was worth mentioning because it's quite charming in a way that it's got this long history.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the word exactly to be stranded in English comes from the word strand, the beach in Icelandic, because of course if a ship or a boat would strand or get stranded, it goes up to the beach.
Yes.
It ends in the sand in a way.
And we talk still about whales, for example, being stranded on the beach, don't we?
So it's all linked with that.
Yes.
You're not getting along your way as you supposed to.
Yeah. Okay, so that's our bonus word.
Exactly.
let's head back to the text.
Yes. Let's see. Farþegarnir vissu ekki að play myndi hætta. The passengers didn't know that play was going to quit so suddenly. Sumir farþegar voru tilbúnir að fara borð í flugvélina. Some passengers were ready to board the plane. Þá kom frétt að play myndi hætta. Then came the news about play would quit. Play byrjaði árið 2019. Play started in the year 2019. Fólk sem vann hjá WOW stopnaði Play. People that worked at WOW established opened Play. WOW var annað flugfélag. WOW was another airline. WOW varð gjaldþrota árið 2019 and WOW went bankrupt in 2019.
And on that, we should say we're having this conversation on Tuesday. Bankruptcy is very much going to be the case. Possibly by the time this episode of Oiskilith is published on Thursday, it will have become bankrupt. But of course, when the story broke, that wasn't immediately the case. The airline didn't go straight into bankruptcy.
No.
But it's going to happen.
Exactly. It went on a general pause.
Yes.
And then it's getting clearer. Yes. Gjaldþrota þýðir að fyrirtæki á enga peninga. So bankruptcy, that we exactly, in Icelandic we use gjaldþrot, meaning payment, lack of payment possibility, means that a company has no money. Play byrjaði ekki að fljúa strax. Play didn't start flying immediately. Play byrjaði að fljúa vorið 2021. Play started to fly in the spring of 2021. Þá var koronaveiran í heiminum. Then the coronavirus was in the world. So yeah, this company has had quite a history over those years, absolutely. Play flaug til margra landa. Play flew to many countries. Play tapaði peningum. Play lost money. Play og starfsfólk Play voru ósámála laun. Play and the staff of Play were in disagreement with salary or about salary. Mm. Play vildi breyta því hvernig félagið starfaði. Play wanted to change how the airline operated. Það tókst ekki. That didn't work out. Þess vegna hætti Play. Therefore, Play stopped.
I feel very sorry for anyone working for the airline. 400 jobs, as you heard there, have been lost. Hopefully, though, there are going to be re-employment opportunities, whether they're in Iceland or somewhere else, for the people who've lost their jobs. And for anyone holding a ticket, of course, if you bought that ticket on a credit card, it should be fairly simple to get your money back from the credit card company.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's such a shame to lose Play, to lose that service. I actually, as I was telling you, I flew back into Iceland from a very brief trip to the UK for a wedding, not last weekend, but the weekend before. So just a week before the airline stopped trading and collapsed, as we know it now did. And the service was fine, I thought.
Absolutely.
Service you've used as well, I think,
yeah,
to
yeah.
Tenney.
Yeah, a few times.
Great shame to lose it. So our thoughts with everyone affected by that in whatever way. That is our episode of Oethskulith today. Of course, a link to all of that text on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. Bjarni, thanks very much. We'll talk again next week.
Yep, takk.
It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Get in touch anytime by email. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.